Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good one, Sean.
Thank you, Greg. That would be a request from the text line for your Boston Bruins.
They are trying to give it away. Although Wiggy just said he thinks they win it. You think they win it in seven?
I mean, I don't know if it's going to be seven or six, but they'll win the series. I don't have any issues.
You have confidence in that team that you saw last night.
Going I got confidence in the goalie.
Going up on their ice and winning that game tomorrow night?
Yeah, I got confidence in the goalie. Because even with last night's game, the way that you played, you still had an opportunity, especially late in the game and early in overtime, to win the game.
Yeah, because of Jeremy Swayman.
Right. So my confidence is in the goalie. Who's more likely to have a better game these last two games remaining if they need to go two games? Is Swayman, or what's the new kid's name?
Joseph Wall.
Wall?
Yeah, he's Wall.
Right. So my thing is it comes down to the goalie. Last year, Omach was hurt, and that's why you had issues. Yeah. Swayman's standing on his head.
I also hate to do this, Shine, but I think it's Wall, not Wool.
All right, Wool. Wall.
W-O-L-L?
Yeah, okay. Pronounced more like Wall.
All right, defend the wall.
Okay.
Good job, Courtney.
I love the new tension between Shine and Courtney.
I love you. I just, I want to make sure that,
I don't know. Ken sent a text that said Woolly Mammoth, so I just assumed it was pronounced Wool.
Yeah, no. It's okay.
We'll get back to the news in a minute. This is Andy from Hudson. Hey, Andy.
Good morning, Greg. How are you, brother?
What's up?
Hey, just as far as the Bruins, I got issues with the coach because last year, I don't know if anyone realized it, but he didn't have a lot of playoff experience. Having the best record, I gave him some pressure points to not blame him for everything. But this year, he's the guy that had the bag skates with these guys, and they come out and don't play a tight second game. Obviously, they were too loose, and that's his job to get them back on focus. How about sitting somebody down and stop changing all the lines? He had Maroon out there with Pastrnak. What on earth? I love Maroon. I think he's a big asset to this team going anywhere, but you don't put him with Pastrnak.
No.
Didn't we applaud Monty, or at least I did, that it seemed like there was a new leadership way about him this postseason? They had the too many men on the ice. He was screaming at the bench. Mm-hmm. He adapted with the goalie approach. He seemed to be doing his best to evolve. And now, the second the games get tighter, the second they need to eliminate someone, they have an opportunity to end the series at home, he panics.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that? You still have two more games to win.
I mean, Sean, I think Pat Maroon's...
Two more games you can win, sorry.
Pat Maroon's skate gets the assist on the Frederick goal, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Good kick pass. Hey, we'll take it, however it gets there. Good finish by Freddie.
I don't know, Curtis. I just don't know why he did the exact same thing last year when it came to jumbling the lines.
Right. He reverted to what got them in trouble, which I thought he had evolved out of. Also, brilliant job by the ESPN crew, Ferraro and Sean McDonough. They were calling this out in real time, saying that it's just a total jumbling, that there's no identity in any of these lines, and that Monty's acting out of character. So
yeah.
They were on top of it throughout the broadcast.
I was watching Nesson because I wanted to give Jack a little bit of love for what could have been theoretically his final game,
mm-hmm.
calling the Boston
mm-hmm.
Bruins. I enjoyed, I guess, his attack on the NHL official that he called a coward last night.
McAvoy is seeking explanation from Steve Cazzari, and Cazzari is the first official to exit the ice. Coward!
It's going out with a bang, Jack.
Yeah.
It really is.
Marchand was pissed.
Well, we talked about that at the start of the show. He should have been pissed.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever... I don't think you've ever seen an NHL linesman launch themselves into the air to tackle a dude. Right.
I mean, the only thing we saw that was close is Wiggy's buddy, Chatham, in Super Bowl 38.
But that was a streaker, right? Yeah, exactly. But I've never seen a player get to the point where he had to catch himself and almost hit.
But I don't think he looked – he couldn't believe it. He, when he was getting up off the ice, he's like, wait a minute.
He kept saying, get your hands off me.
Did the linesman just knock me down? It's bizarre.
Yeah, that was crazy.
He did.
Yeah, it was nuts. All right. Bruins losing overtime. You can talk about that all day here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, including with Gretchen Foyer coming up at 10. And back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
Testimony in the Karen Reed case continued yesterday in day two of the trial. Can I just say one thing? Why did they stop at like 1 o'clock yesterday?
I don't know. They're not in court today either.
And they weren't in court last Wednesday. I don't know if they're going to skip every Wednesday. This thing is going to go on for 20 weeks.
Yeah. It seems like the judge, Judge Beverly.
Yes. Cannon. C-A-N-N-O-N-E.
Yeah. She gets more flex time than you do.
Mm. Yeah, well.
A lot of recess.
I've only had 4 days this year so far.
But it was interesting yesterday, I thought. I will say, we go back and forth on this show. I was on the stream yesterday, YouTube, and there were 14,000 people that were watching the trial yesterday.
And we got to hear from the Canton firefighter and first responder paramedic who worked on John O'Keefe after his body was discovered and talked about John O'Keefe's injuries and what he heard on the scene. We hear some of that from the courtroom audio.
Did anybody see anything? Did anybody, what happened? And there was one individual that replied several times, I hit him. I hit him. I heard several times, I hit him. In terms of who that was directed towards, I mean, again, focused on patient care.
They're saying that they heard Karen Reed say, I hit him.
Correct. Mm.
Now, that doesn't appear to be in any of the police reports that were made that morning that she said that.
Correct.
Also, from the outside, if you're a firefighter and you're responding to what ends up being an individual who is doesn't survive, and somebody says, I hit him on the scene, don't you go and tell the police officers that are there, hey, that woman just said I hit him?
Correct.
You don't let her leave the scene and be sent to the hospital? It doesn't make sense to me.
Go back to the house and get belongings.
Well, that's a whole other thing. Is that appears there's video that shows them allowing a woman to go into the home. So I don't know.
Just devil's advocate. Why would the first responder lie?
Right. Is he protecting the police officers?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
That would be the question, I guess, that one would ask.
But if he's protecting the police, I guess I would say. Isn't it, like he said, his job is to attend the guy that is passing away?
But if somebody is saying, I hit him.
It's the police officer's job.
Well, the police officers, one of the police officers mm-hmm. who testified, the first guy on the scene, didn't put that in his report.
Said he didn't hear that.
Testified, right. Yeah. But said later on he remembered that she said it.
Right. Mm-hmm. The what was written up at the scene from the first responders, whether it was the police officer or the firefighter, everything was wrong. They had the address wrong. They had 35 Fairview instead of 34 Fairview. And he was asked, the police officer was asked, did you put 35 instead of 34 to cover up whose house it was that you were outside of? Mm. I mean, everything was wrong. They used a leaf blower to clear the scene around John O'Keefe's body.
Uh-oh. Don't tell our friend during COVID.
Edith won't like that.
But to think of that it was a scene that was kept inept to be able to be treated as a crime scene, and you're using a leaf blower?
Maybe they could use rakes until this crisis is over. Thank you very much.
Listen, none of the responding police officers that morning, with the leaf blower or without it, saw a single piece of taillight on the lawn where he was supposedly hit by a vehicle.
Correct.
State police were able to go back later, 12 hours later, and then continued to find pieces of taillight afterwards. It seems a little bit, far-fetched to me.
Uh-huh. Dumped snow.
Right, but we will find out.
Yes.
We will find out.
We will.
So you guys are the conspiracy.
I'll tell you want to know what the secret to this whole thing is going to be is the phone. His phone.
That's O'Keefe's phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they said they found it under the body.
Okay.
But the phone shows movement at different times. I'd like to know who is going to testify that they found the phone under the body and when they found it. It's going to be very interesting.
Yes.
Is the phone under the body sort of like the magic bullet? Like it randomly
Curtis.
Appears and then it answers everything?
Yes. The phone. Mark my words. It'll all be about the phone when this is over in 7 or 8 weeks.
Agreed.
All right, what else?
An update on one of the most shocking stories we talked about on the news during this show. No charges will be filed against the mother of the four babies whose bodies were found in a freezer in a South Boston apartment back in 2022. Mm. Yeah, Alexis Aldemir purchased the South Boston apartment back in October 1983, was said to be a heavyset woman who wore loose clothing no matter the season and had concealed these pregnancies. DNA testing revealed that the father of all four babies died back in 2011, also that Alexis had a baby girl back in the 80s. So they're saying no charges will be filed because to charge somebody, they would need to determine the following. First, to charge any homicide, there must be evidence that the victims were alive. Mm. There must also be a cause of death determined by the medical examiner. In this case, investigators cannot prove that the babies were ever alive and they have no cause or manner of death. Second, the autopsy found no signs of internal or external trauma to the babies and no evidence of obvious injuries. And third, as the father is now deceased, he cannot be charged with any crimes. Alexis is older. She, when questioned, seemed confused. Didn't know where she was.
Okay, it seems weird that they're not charging her for it.
The entire thing is bizarre.
So they're saying they were stillborn babies then?
Well, they said that
they can't prove it.
Two boy babies, two girl babies. Mm-hmm. Two of them had the placenta attached. Two of them still had their umbilical cord attached. Found in shoeboxes with tinfoil over them in the freezers.
Awful.
Crazy.
They had people right outside of it yesterday. I was wondering what was going on. This is literally a block from me in that they have no way of charging or, don't you have to dispose of bodies properly? Isn't that a charge?
I thought.
Yeah, I have no idea. How long do they know? They can't determine. How long they've been there?
Nope, they can't determine. Okay.
Wait, so we can find a geological site and know when something was built from 2,000 years ago, but we can't find a baby in a freezer and know when it was killed?
Yeah, they can't. Yeah. They said they can't.
The whole thing is very disturbing.
Yeah.
All right, anything else? We have time for one more. You pick your poison.
This is good because I met a guy at the roadshow last week, night before, who had called and asked for my help when it came to his dating profile online.
Oh.
And he said after I gave him the help, he changed his profile. Bam, got a girlfriend. Very
really?
Happy.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Handsome man, gorgeous eyes. I'm happy he took my recommendations.
You put a salary on there?
You're like the Tinder whisperer.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And now it's official. Bumble will no longer require women to make the first move. The women message first feature has been one of the app's key features since it launched back in 2014. But new update for Bumble includes a new opening move tool that allows users, both male and female, to set a question for their matches to answer as a way to start the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's exciting because I have my cousin is dating right now and she hates the feature that she has to message first. So
maybe she would like to be on the blind dating game.
I don't know if I would allow it.
Oh, you wouldn't? Oh, you wouldn't allow it?
Yeah.
Why, we have great listeners.
I agree.
Is it because men are all short that listen to the show?
No.
I think you said that earlier.
I didn't say that listen to the show. Boston, Selfie in particular, have historically shorter men. Wow.
There was a guy, I don't know if you saw the text, there was a guy listening at 6 o'clock this morning when you said Boston is full of short men only, mm-hmm. who was going to come out to the pregame tomorrow night at Ocean Mist. Now he's not coming.
He and I talked. He's coming.
Oh, he's short.
Yep.
He was upset.
I responded.
Because you height shamed him.
No,
mm-hmm.
I still said that short men can be hot.
Yeah,
and
but
he
that's
said,
a beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. He said he is hot, so he's coming.
I thought it was weird you said you were going to get him a booster seat for the Ocean
Mist. No, did not say that.
Yes. You said you were going to take him to Six Flags and have him watch you go on the roller coaster.
Get him some shoe lifts.
Shime, you're on TikTok. Aren't there a lot of TikToks of women talking about how short
are you calling Shime short?
And you're citing TikTok as a factual reason?
She did specifically mention that 5'10 is short, and I felt like that was a direct shot at me.
I think.
Well, you live in Southie, so you said there's a lot of short Southie guys, historically, especially.
Yeah. I'm too tall Jones walking around.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Coming up, we'll talk with Sophia, arguably our favorite Bruins guest. No disrespect to Mike Milbury or Razor. But Sophia Yerkstevich of Nesson will join us next after last night's disappointing loss. Here is Courtney right now with what is trending.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
By Team Malone, a little update for anybody driving around Selfie today and for Curtis and I going home. Santo just texted me, do not drive in the bus lanes on Summer L Street anymore. Cops pulling everyone over this morning, causing so much traffic, standing in the streets and pointing at people that were driving in the bus lane to pull them over.
There's no buses in the bus lane.
Right.
Honest to God, like, I thought this was a trial. Like, it failed miserably. I tried to take James to gym yesterday. I left 45 minutes early to get to Newton, which is about a 20-minute ride. It took us 30 minutes to turn around at the state police barracks because we literally weren't moving. To go a mile, 30 minutes. It is a absolute abomination that these people think they're curing global warming by forcing people to idle in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that the police don't want to be out there pulling somebody over who's using a lane.
Of course.
A wide open lane where there should be two lanes right. anyway. You're talking about right down where it comes down toward into the Seaport area.
Correct.
From South Boston.
Right. By the yes. convention center.
Yeah, that should be two lanes there.
Of course. Both ways, too.
Especially in the morning when people are trying to get to work.
Yes, yeah. So no bus lane driving today. Cops are out. The Bruins fall in overtime to the Maple Leafs 2-1. The sole goal for the Bees came from Trent Frederick in the first period. The game winner for Toronto came from Matthew Nice. A slow start for the Bruins, something that Jim Montgomery didn't mince words about after.
We weren't good enough. Just simple as that. You know, Toronto came out ready to play. They took it to us. We weren't ready to match their desperation.
Jeremy Swayman had 31 saves in the loss, his second most of the series. So game six will be tomorrow at 8 p.m. in Toronto. Come join us at Ocean Mist to watch. The Celtics have game five tonight. Tip is at 7:30. The C's up 3-1 in the series, but a tough hit for the team. Kristaps Porzingis will be sidelined for the matchup tonight. And congratulations are in order for Brad Stevens, who was named NBA Executive of the Year, receiving 16 of the 31st place votes. The Red Sox shut out the Giants 4-0. The final at Fenway. Cooper Criswell struck out 4 over 5 innings. The Sox starting pitching rotation continues to be atop the league. Here's Alex Cora on that from the Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
We expect to be consistent. You know, I don't know about the numbers. I know that every single night I feel very comfortable where we're going to be pitching-wise. You know, I felt very comfortable in spring training. We pitch well in spring training, all the guys. I mean, I can't recall somebody that struggled. It's a testament of the program. It's a testament of the guys putting the work. We did an amazing job in spring training, a lot of conversations, and we're doing a good job.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Another one with the Giants tonight at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 46 degrees in Boston. Cloudy skies, afternoon high, 55.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.